You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Kidding me?
You are looking live.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Winning cures everything. NFL Week 6 gambling picks. Drop down the sweet jams. Just a little bit there. All right. This is when it cures everything. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
I went 2-4 last week. You went 3-2.
Went 3-2, hit the big one, laid no juice on everything else, so profitable week.
I lost $106.93. You won $244.77 on the season. I am 11-17. I am down 8.93 units. You are 11-13. You are down 0.32 units. So you are doing better than me, but both of us are in the red currently.
Correct.
Who was not in the red was last week's Pick'em Contest winner. Carol C. and her girls picked 8-2 against the number. Not too shabby. You can also join in the Pick Contest every week. Go over to winningcureseverything.com. Go up on the navigation bar where it says Football Picks Contest. Click that thing, put in an email, put in your name, enter your picks there. It'll be super easy. All you got to do is take a couple of minutes and click multiple choice. That's all you got to do. So go knock that out, winningcureseverything.com. Of course, over there you can find our social media stuff. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Twitter's at Winning Cures. I'm at Gary WCE.
I'm at Chris B. Giannini.
And you can find us on Facebook. We're also on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button for us. Of course, leave some comments. Tell us what you think we got right, what we got wrong, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Just tell us what you're thinking, really. We would appreciate it. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast app is. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. Ask us a question. We're going to answer it on the show. Tell us what you like about the show. Tell everybody what you like about the show. Those reviews help out a bunch. The subscriptions help out a bunch. It puts it into this funky Apple algorithm. They dangle it all together, and then the stuff that actually gets the most subscriptions and the most reviews and all that kind of stuff, they put in like this nice little chart thing, and they put it in front of more people.
Chart
and
thing.
It helps more people hear the show.
That is
so we would
technical term.
Technical term. The chart thingy.
Chart thingy.
Believe that. All right. So this is the NFL Gambling Picks Show. It is brought to you by...
I was just about to say.
Tunica, Mississippi.
Our people.
Our friends in the Delta. They've got some good stuff going on down there, I got to tell you. You can find more information about it over at tunicatravel.com. They've got 6 incredible sports books. Everything they're doing down there is wonderful. We can vouch for all of it. We always have a good time when we go down. We know you will, too. Go over to tunicatravel.com and get more information about that. Let's jump in. You ready?
Yep.
You want to start us off? We both got 5 this week, right?
Yeah, I'll start us off.
All right, let's do it then.
I'm going to roll into the Thursday night game. My New England Patriots are at home against Danny Dimes and the Giants. a rookie quarterback going to New England is just not going to bode well. It is 16.5 points, a lot of points in an NFL game. I'm laying all 16.5.
16.5 was the same thing last week.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now, this team, substantially better than Washington?
Yeah, I think so.
But it doesn't matter. This is still a rookie quarterback going against Bill Belichick, that defense. And guess what? The defense for the Giants, not great. I think the Patriots will run on them. I think they will throw on them. I have no earthly idea who will be running the football for the Giants. I don't think Saquon will be back for this game. And we know Galladay, was that his name?
Yeah.
Galladay. He is out as well. Danny can't do it all. Okay? And not against this defense.
No, I think you're
the
right.
Kid's going to be much better than people gave him credit for when he was drafted. Not against this Patriots defense. Yeah. I think they're out for blood. I think they are. And I really think Belichick likes sticking it to the Giants. Those are the two losses. And this are, it costed him a 19-0 perfect season. I'm telling you, there is still bad blood there.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be
completely different front office, completely different everything.
Does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
The logo on that jersey is going to be, if he can beat them by as many as he can beat them by, he's going to. Yeah. They will not be pulling guys out of this game.
I think you're probably right. What's your money total on this one?
-110, $100.
$100 at -110. All right, so you feel good about this one.
I do.
All right, I feel good about this one. I am going to Minneapolis. That's right. That's right. I'm going to bet the opposite way in Minneapolis. I'm taking the Eagles +3 here. Look, Eagles 5-1 against the spread in their last six road games. Of course, Vikings are 5-1 against the spread in their last six home games. But Philly, #2 in the NFL in opponent yards per rush attempt. Look, when you're looking at things like yards per point margin, Minnesota, 4.1 at #6. Philly is 3.0 at #7. It's kind of just right there. The metrics actually have this at the Vikings -2.98. I think the Eagles can get a lead here. They tend to play a little more aggressive when they are on the road for whatever reason.
So I agree with that.
With that, I like the Eagles here. I think if you can stop the run, you can beat the Vikings. And the Eagles are the best in the NFL at stopping the run. Give me the Eagles +3, $50 at -110.
My next play, San Francisco going to L.A.
Okay.
The 5-0 49ers, the first place in the NFC West 49ers.
4-0, right?
4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a bye week.
Yep.
That's right. 4-0, 49ers. They're catching 3.5 going to the Rams. Now, I don't know that the Rams are going to lose three games straight. They're a good football team. They're well coached. They've had a lot of time off. They played Thursday. 49ers played Monday. Some of them played Monday. A lot of them got a lot of rest because they beat the hell out of the Browns. They didn't break a sweat. So, I think 3.5 is too many. It might only be too many by the hook. But I think the 49ers front seven is real good. I think they're going to get to Jared Goff.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to slow down the run of Todd Gurley. And I think, realistically, I think this is going to be a lower scoring game than people think it might be. I don't think this is going to be a game where they're going to put up a bunch of points. And I think their offense is fine. I think their offense can absolutely score. I think their offense is better than Seattle's, better than Cleveland's,
yeah,
better than Carolina's. Kyle Shanahan knows what the hell he's doing, and it's taken him a while to get them there. I think they're there. Can they go 5-0? I don't know. Will the Rams lose three in a row? That would shock the hell out of me. But I'm going to take the 3.5 points. I'm taking the 49ers.
I agree with you. I'm doing that. What's your money total on them?
Money total. Give me $75. And I got it at -105.
-105, okay.
Yeah, let me get back there.
I had it at -110 earlier.
I want to make sure that didn't move. If it's 110 now, I'll give it 110. I'm not afraid of that. I want to be honest. Every time
this fantastic. So I agree with the 49ers here.
You can talk.
I've got the 49ers +3.5. I've also got $75 on them. I had it at minus 110. If you've got it at minus 105, I'll take the 105.
We're gonna take the extra juice.
Look.
Well, I got it. Hold it. Holy shit. Okay. What? We're good. Minus 110 is fine.
Okay.
We're good there.
A margin that, or a metric that I like to use is yards per point margin.
Okay.
San Francisco, 4.6. They're number 5 in the NFL. L.A., negative 1.1. They're number 21 in the NFL. If you just want to look at yards per play, I mean, the 49ers are number 4 in the NFL. The Rams' defense, it gives up 5.4. They're number 10 in the NFL. The Rams' offensive yards per play, they're 6.0. They're number 9 in the NFL. The 49ers' defense gives up only 4.5 yards per play. They are number 4 in the NFL on that one. 49ers, across the board, really good football team.
Now, they're a really good football team. I don't know that the 49ers have played as good of offenses as the Rams. The common opponent is Tampa Bay. They went across the country, played them, held them to very few points.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay went to L.A. and put an ass whooping on that defense.
Yes, they did.
I mean, put the stank on them, 55.
This defense has been really bad here lately. I love that. 49ers plus 3.5 at the Rams, $75 at minus 110. I think that the 49ers are still being a little bit undervalued, and everybody still looks at the Rams as, oh, it's Sean McVay, he'll get it figured out.
That's right.
I think they might have some problems.
I might be wrong on this, the low-scoring thing. I do think that that defense will figure some things out. I could be wrong. I mean, they could get 40 hung on them again. I mean, Seattle put a bunch of points on them. Tampa Bay put a bunch of points on them. I mean, the only teams
don't forget that Super Bowl slump thing after making it.
No, it's real.
It's real.
It is real.
So I do like the 49ers.
I mean, it didn't hurt the Patriots last year, but it's real. they're kind of, you got to break the mold and say they're just different than everybody
else.
Yes, 100%. I mean, that is not me being a fan of them. I know the rest of the world hates them, and rightfully so. I get it. But it's just, they break all the trends.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
All right.
But next game for you.
I'm going to the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
And I'm going to bet against the Jets just because they're a bad football team. I don't think they're good. I think they're struggling to find wins. And the Cowboys beat up on bad teams.
Yes, they do.
When they beat somebody, they beat the crap out of them. When they lose, they kind of get the crap beat out of them. It's ugly. And the Jets are not a good football team. And I don't think the Jets can hang with this Cowboys team. And I think they're going to let some frustration out.
What line did you get them?
I got them 8.5, minus 110. Give me $75 on it.
$75 minus 110. Cowboys minus 8.5.
Yes, sir.
Is it still 8.5? Is it, because before I came over here, it had dropped to like 7.5.
Okay. Let's give some information. All right. Vegas Insider has it at 7. Let's go to an
actual. It dropped again.
I'm going to an actual sports book. Oh, it is 7 at 110. Can I take 7 at 110 instead of 8.5? That's a point and a half. And like, I looked at this at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
It opened at 9. So it's dropped 2 points.
What? I didn't know that. I looked at it this afternoon.
Yeah. Opened at 9 on Sunday evening and has been bet down over the last 2 days 2 points. So just something to toss out there. Just to see. All right, next one up for me. I'm going to Green Bay on Monday night. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I think the Packers are a really, really damn good football team. Yards per point margin, Green Bay, 6.1, number 4 in the NFL. Detroit, 1.1, number 13 in the NFL. There's a wide chasm here. And
Chasm?
Sweet Lord. It's been a long night. There's a big divide between these two teams. And I think that the Packers are a significantly better team, a significantly better defense, I think. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get it fixed. He has given the Lions nightmares for years. And I think they continue it here. I like the Packers on Monday Night Football in prime time. I think they want to show out a little bit, especially in the division. They've beaten everybody else in the division. They will continue the ways here. I like the Packers minus 4.5. I've got $50 at minus 110 here.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the Lions. I think what the Lions are doing is pretty special right now. I think they're struggling to win games against good teams, but they're playing everybody tight. They're playing everybody close. Absolute chicanery to lose to the Chiefs.
Yeah,
barely before the bye week. They had a bye week. Get some guys healthy. A little bit of rest. And I think this team is really good in the trenches.
Yeah.
They can run the ball. They've got receivers that can get open. I think this might be the best offense that the Packers have played. Is that legal to say? Because I don't think it's the Cowboys. And it damn sure ain't the Bears or the Broncos.
No, it's not
that. And I don't know who the hell else they play. The Vikings. Wow.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys have a really good offense when they play bad defenses.
But not when they play good defense.
Every time they played a good defense, they fall apart. The Lions have played decent defenses.
Yeah.
Bad defenses. And they're good against everybody. And they're good in the trenches, and that's what matters. They've played really good offenses. I think the Chiefs offense substantially better than the Lions, than the Packers. They played them well. I'm just gonna trust that Matt Patricia, week off. I think this team's gonna be ready.
Okay.
Okay. I also don't think that the Packers are going to just sweep this division. They've beaten the first two guys. At some point in time, divisional games are hard.
Oh yeah.
I think at some point the bloom falls off the rose. They're not gonna continue to roll on people. No, they might, but
it's Monday Night Football at Lambeau.
Yep.
So I mean we'll see.
Okay.
But they, I mean, remember they've still got to go on the road to these teams as well.
That's so, right.
What's your money total? 75.
Minus 75. Yeah, I'm gonna basically be 75 all the way down.
All right.
I got the Patriots big. Everybody else is gonna be 75.
Okay. Next up for me. Let's see. I've got the Atlanta Falcons and the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm not gonna take a side on this one. I'm actually betting the total. I'm going over 51.5 here. In the last three games for both of these teams, opponent yards per play, Arizona number 25 in the NFL. They're giving up 6.2 yards per play. Atlanta, number 31. They're giving up 7 yards per play over the last three games. These two defenses cannot figure out anything. And both of these offenses love to score. They both got playmakers. They both got quarterbacks that love to fling it around. They are going to be able to put up points. At 51.5, I mean, you're looking at, you need 27 to 25, you know, to hit 52.
Now, our guy Roser would tell you this is a bad bet. You just blindly bet the under when it's 50.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he'll tell you that. But, I mean, there were some that lost that. So
that's right.
It's all good. Right. I do like over 51.5 here. I think that this is actually too low here. I could see both of these teams in the 30s. And even if one doesn't get there, I think the other one does. So I will take the Falcons and the Cardinals over 51.5 for $75 at minus 110.
I'm going to stay on the same game for my last bet.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals at home. Home dog, plus 2.5 against the Falcons. I don't know what we've seen to think that this Falcons team is better than the Cardinals. They have the same record now.
Yeah.
I don't know a single metric that tells me the Falcons are better than the Cardinals.
I mean, I hadn't found one.
I think this is about as even as a game you get. I'm taking the home team. I'm taking the team that's hot, that just came off a win. They get to come home. That was a great flight back from Cincinnati. And I think this team is going to maybe find some rhythm and get things rolling. And you get a soft defense coming to Arizona. I think the best defense for the Cardinals is just to hang on to the football.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mike Lombardi says this all the time. The best way to play defense is to not play defense.
I do like that idea.
That is his philosophy that he tried to build teams with. He learned it from Bill Walsh, Bill Belichick, coaching with those guys and gym with those guys. And that's a really good philosophy. He says it all the time.
Yeah.
The best way to play the best defense is to not play.
No, possession matters.
Yes, if I was the Cardinals in this game, I want ball control. And I think they have the style of offense to do ball control more than I think the Falcons do.
I think a lot of that depends on whether or not Johnson comes back, right?
Man, I don't know, because I think their offense is not so much going deep down the field, but their running game in the air raid is a short passing game.
Yeah. It's very efficient.
It's 7-yard pass, 6-yard pass, 9-yard pass. The difference here is all of those routes usually go out. I would bring them in across the middle, and because I want the clock. I want it to tick, 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 tick.
Okay.
I want to hold the ball, and I want the clock to burn.
I can get with it. Which is 75 or 110?
75, nope. I'm actually, I'll do 110 because I don't like messing with the juice. You can get it at minus 105.
Take the 105. Take the 105.
Okay. I always hate taking.
No.
If everybody else can't get it, I don't want to.
If they bet there, they can.
True.
You go over to some of these different ones, Sportsbook Review, whatever.
You can find the best line. That is right.
So you found the best line.
That's right.
Or at least we think, anyway. Last one for me. I'm going to go to London. That's right.
I'm so excited about this game because this is the 9 a.m. game.
Yes.
And
8:30 Central.
Yes.
8:30
I love waking up, making me a pot of coffee.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
I like the pregame shows. I'd much rather just wake up and go to football.
We may need to talk about this.
Okay.
Because we do the recap, like college football recap at 9:30.
We're going to do it earlier. You're just going to have to wake your ass up.
And we'll talk about it. Because remember, I stay up until like 1:30 in the morning.
Watching Pac-12 after dark?
Well, that. But
what if we just do it then? Instead of just putting it together, let's just do it. I mean, we're both going to be up watching Pac-12 after dark. My in-law's in town. I'm not sleeping. I'm just going to stay outside.
We'll talk about this after the show. We'll figure it out. we'll discuss it. We'll figure it out. The Panthers and the Bucks in London. This was a Tampa Bay home game. Now it is, I guess, technically a Tampa home game.
It's their home game, but it's in London. I love the London game.
The Bucks went to Carolina earlier this year, handled Cam Newton.
Okay.
They won the game.
Yep.
Now, it came down to the wire, right? It came down to a fourth down call where they ran Christian McCaffrey off the side or whatever.
That's right.
Bad play call. I think this is different. Since that game, the Panthers are undefeated. Now, the Bucs have also gone over to the West Coast, beat the crap out of the Rams.
Well, they are your typical Bucs.
Right.
They're about as up and down as you can find out.
And last week, luckily, they played pretty well against New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
I think I like the Panthers here. Panthers, 2-point favorite. Yards per point. Since Kyle Allen took over.
Yards per play?
Yeah, well, no, yards per point.
I don't know what that...
Yeah, it's a yards per point margin, so what your defense does and what your offense does, right?
Okay.
So, Carolina, 4.8, they're number 4 in the NFL. This is basically the most true metric to tell how good a team is.
Man, I don't even know how to calculate this stuff.
Yards yards per point on offense is
now
how many yards per how many points, et cetera.
Okay.
And then on defense, it's how many yards you've given up per how many points you've given up.
Okay.
And that's the margin.
That's not so hard.
Yeah.
I got it now.
I'm good at math, but I didn't understand. It is a very basic, it doesn't tell you the whole story, but it gives you the roundabout.
Okay.
Right?
I like it. Carolina. I like it better than yards per play.
Yeah.
Because yards per play is a bullshit number.
Yeah, it really is.
Just the truth.
So yards per point margin. Since Kyle Allen took over for the Panthers, Carolina 4.8. That's number 4 in the NFL. So if you're just going like power rating style, they'd be the number like the fourth best team in the NFL. Tampa
on offense or defense?
Just period as a team. This is yards per point margin. So it's offense and defense
averaged together.
Yes.
Oh man,
I know it's kind of mixed.
Not going to like this stat, but go ahead.
Tampa number 12.
I like the side you're on. I agree with it. I'm going to be betting the Panthers in this game as well. I'm not.
But you don't like stats.
I don't follow the. I'm not following the logic.
The analytics stuff is a little.
So let me ask you this. I know I'm interrupting you a lot, and it's probably really confusing for people. I really want to know this. If a quarterback throws for 500 yards, but throws 4 picks, and only scores like 15 points, he threw for a lot of yards for very little points. Is that good? Because you've got a high point per point. In this,
it's bad.
I was going to say, so you want to have a low yards per point.
Yes.
Because that way you would have a very high yard per point, right? You would have 500 yards and 10 points.
Yes and no, right?
That's why I hate some of these, because you can throw for a ton of yards, lose the game completely.
Here we go.
Get dominated by the other team, but NFL, you have a crap load of yards.
NFL team yards per point margin. Number one in the NFL.
They're going to be number one in every category there is.
New England at 22.9.
Okay.
Now, that's partly because their last one was 18.
18. I was just about to say, they beat the hell out of
it. And then they also played the Dolphins, which, they destroyed.
And the Jets.
The last place team is Miami at minus 23. So this is the margin. So if your defense gives up a bunch.
I'm just curious does it.
How it works.
I'm just curious, does it. If a metric shows that a quarterback had a good game at 450, 500 yards, a monster game,
but
300 yards.
But if you don't.
But he threw for very few points. They scored very few points because he turned the ball over a lot.
Well, look, it's yards per point, right? So.
So that you're going to have a lot of yards per point because the lower your point totals are, the better your yards are.
If you don't have that many points, then that's a problem.
I think it should be points per yard then.
Well, okay,
so yards per point sounds like I know this is bad radio and people at home are like, just shut up, Chris. But yards per point, I'm going to use the example I used.
All right.
Throw for 500 yards, you got 10 points. 100 divided by 10, basically you got 50 yards per point. You throw for 500 yards, you score
40 points. Yeah.
I added those. Divided by 40, you got 12.5. So it's much lower.
Well, so you're also looking at the defensive side of it as well. So when you're putting those together as far as the margin goes.
I don't care about the average. I really want to know. Because if the offensive number is wrong, then it doesn't matter if the defensive number is right. It just doesn't matter.
Here we go.
But if it's point per yard, now we're having a different conversation.
No, because you're wanting to get the lower number. So, like, number one.
Yeah, in the NFL, I want a low number. I want a little number.
Yeah, in the NFL, yards per point, 12 for Philadelphia.
Okay.
That means that you're more efficient.
Yes.
Right? So, last place is Miami at 34.6.
This is exactly what I want. Good. Yeah. It's golf. So the low number is better. That's all I asked.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get to earlier. I'm sorry. I know that was terrible to watch and listen to.
Yes. If you...
You want a little number on offense. And you want a little number on defense.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm good with that.
I mean, you want... That's a stat I like. Obviously, you want bigger numbers for both, but you want it to average out to less.
All I know is I just want to make sure... Because any metric, because yards per play, is killed by turnovers. But it doesn't factor in turnovers. And that's what I hate.
NFL team opponent yards per point. New England 35.1.
Okay.
Then you got Chicago 22.6.
So you want a big number. You want a big number on the defense. You want a little number on the offense.
Yes. Yeah. So when it comes to
totally get it now, and that makes me understand and feel.
So when it comes to the margin, like that's what you want.
Nope, I'm good.
So when it comes to the margin, you want the bigger number.
I don't agree with that. Because you don't care about the margin so much. I think you should look at them individually. I don't think you should average them together.
Well, because you play offense and defense. But
if you're really good at one and really bad at the other, just averaging them doesn't give you a true stat of what you are.
Okay. You got a valid point there. Either way, I'm taking the Panthers minus -2.
Sorry.
In London.
I know that was terrible.
No, that was actually okay.
I apologize.
That was... This one ran a little bit longer, but I think sometimes it's good to get into these, right?
You want a little number on offense, big number on defense. I just struggle with analytics because so many things aren't factored into analytics.
Right.
And you can make numbers say whatever you want. I've seen too many times teams get down. They throw for a metric crap ton of yards. Okay, that's a technical term. And they don't put up a lot of points. They turn the ball over. And if you look at yards per play, they've done really, really well. They didn't do really well.
But they
watched the game. They got dominated.
Yeah.
They didn't do well. And that's why I just wanted to verify you want a little number for the offense because if you turn the ball over four times, you've got a crap load of yards, but you didn't score, then that person would have a very high yards per point number. I don't want that.
Right.
I want efficient. I guess the number that I was trying to figure out, efficient. I want that. So we're good.
Okay.
Good stat. Right. I like that analytic. That is so much better than yards per play. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, yards per point, definitely.
I'm not out another, of all analytics.
There's another thing I was reading today that was like, I think it was the same thing. It was points per 100 yards.
We've given all our picks. Now we're just talking.
Yeah, it was like points per 100 yards, and it was a pretty telling thing, but okay. I haven't found anywhere that actually just gives it to you, so I might have to just put it together.
But does the 100 yards matter if you get points per yard?
It's just a basic...
I think this is
it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I would say at the end of the day, it's apples and apples.
Yeah, this is just something if you're wanting to
look... You're eating an apple, and they're eating applesauce. They just mashed it up, put a little sugar on it, and did something different.
I like sugar. Just saying.
Me too. That's a problem.
All right, that is going to wrap it up. Of course, we got our buddy TJ Reeves coming in from the Three Dog Thursday podcast, and you can hear that interview now. All right, joining us now, TJ Reeves from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at BucksidelineGuy. TJ leaving Tropicana Field, of course. The Tampa Bay Rays got the win this evening and forced a Game 5 with the Houston Astros, and that Game 5 will take place while you... are jumping across the pond, is that correct?
I'm headed to London with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Good to be with you guys on the NFL version of your show.
Absolutely.
And yes, having been to Los Angeles, having been to New Orleans, why don't we just go across the Atlantic and go to London now with the Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers rematch? So that one will be interesting, and it's breakfast with the Bucs. Breakfast with the Bucs and the Panthers, because that is an 8:30 start your time, 9:30 Eastern time. Adjust your time zone accordingly for that game in London. So, yeah, it's been quite the week. There's a lot of enthusiasm over the Rays, the Major League Baseball team, winning Game 3 and Game 4 in their playoff series. Maybe they'll give the Bucks some momentum as we head over to the UK for this football game on Sunday.
Now, Chris, go ahead and jump in here.
Yeah, so I was looking up some numbers, and they talked about it during the Bears-Raiders game. The Raiders went straight over after their game last week on the East Coast, and stayed the entire week. And the Bears treated it like a normal game, came over on Thursday, came over on Friday, and didn't play well, didn't get their legs under them. And they talked about on the broadcast that statistically, when the teams treat it like a normal week and they travel late, the jet lag is extreme. It's hard to get your legs under them. And on the defensive side of the ball is where teams really struggle. You saw it with the Bears. The Bucs are going over normal, both teams going at the same time. Have you seen that change affect, you know, when the Tampa Bay's going over there? What do you got from that?
So my understanding is Carolina's going Thursday as well. They did not go earlier in the week, and we are going Thursday. So you fly all night, and with the time change, you arrive Friday morning in London. The only thing I can relate this to is in 2011, the Buccaneers did go for the entire week. And they had a 4-2 record. They were playing Lovie Smith's Chicago Bears. The Bears came over on Thursday, like what we're talking about, and dominated the game. Now, Brian Urlacher had a lot to do with that. Forget about just time zones and jet lag. When 54 of the Hall of Famers knocking your quarterback around, it doesn't matter if he showed up a week early or 15 minutes before the game. So another reference point, when the Bucs played the Patriots in 2009 in London, Bill Belichick and the Patriots showed up on Friday morning the same way, normal routine, and won the game easily. So
okay.
It varies. I got you that the data says if you're there longer, you might be fresher at the beginning of the game. Then again, the Raiders were up 17-0, and the Bears came roaring back and had the lead. So we'll see how this goes for both teams with them doing the same thing. And obviously this is a rematch game of a Buccaneer win on Thursday Night Football. So intriguing, because Carolina's won 3 straight. And the Bucs don't want to lose back-to-back games, guys.
Now, you got that right. The Bucs so far have looked pretty good. I mean, they look good in New Orleans. They look great in L.A. Bruce Arians may have figured this team out. He may have them on the right side of things. Let's talk about some other NFC teams, though. I'm curious your thoughts. Maybe you've got a leaning one way or another. The Falcons are going to the Cardinals. And I don't know that there is anything about the Falcons that has shown me that they would be able to win a road game, and they are 2.5-point favorites. Could this be a dog that you're looking at?
I believe you've honed in on one. Amen from me. I could not figure out, after watching the Texans put 53 on them last week, how Atlanta, which is a 1-4 Atlanta team, would go to Arizona and be favored. And I know we've talked about this on your show. We joke about it all the time that they have those monolith casino buildings, multi-million dollar casino buildings, because we all think we have it figured out, and actually they have it figured out with the point spreads. But Kyler Murray and Arizona won last week, and Atlanta has one victory, and it was a shaky victory at that on Sunday Night Football against the Eagles, and they have two or three decisive losses out of the four losses. So that's a very attractive home doggy there. But why, I mean, why are you listening to me here on the NFL Underdogs when I got Chris Giannini, who last week was all over the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs? I bow to you, Brother Giannini, and worship at the altar of your Indianapolis Colts 11-point dog pick.
Yeah, no, and I have the Cardinals this week in our gambling picks as well. People listen to the podcast, already heard that. And I just don't understand why Atlanta's favored over anybody right now. I don't get it, especially on the road.
Well, and again, sometimes I played that hunch last week because the Giants had looked good with a win at home against the Redskins. Of course, that's more about how bad the Redskins are and have been and will be, apparently. And so I thought with Minnesota coming in there in a bit of disarray, that would be a good spot for the Giants, and Minnesota won the game decisively. And Kirk Cousins actually played very well. So you don't know, and maybe Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of offensive talent on that team. Maybe they do get it together and put something together in the desert, and then again, maybe they get drop-kicked to 1-5 at this point, and Dan Quinn, the heat on Dan Quinn's seat gets turned up even more, guys.
Well, Gary doesn't think they can stop anybody. Of course, statistically, they can't stop anybody. He's betting the over in this game.
I feel good about it.
There's a lot of reasons for that because of the lack of Cardinal defense. I would agree that would make that attractive as well. So it's more me not believing in Atlanta here than backing Arizona.
Me too.
As much as anything.
I will completely mimic that exact same thing. I just don't think that team's good football.
All right, so let's talk about some other teams that maybe not so good. You brought this up when we were talking off air just for a minute, and I'm curious if this is one that you might lean. I never know what to make of this team. I'm never betting on this team again because they cost me so much early. But the Titans, 2-point dogs at Denver. I cannot figure this team out. I don't know when they're going to play well, when they're not. I don't trust the head coach, but at the same time, like Denver, big time division win on the road last week. They come back home. This is the perfect letdown spot, and the Titans have got to get off the mat. Is this one maybe that you're leaning on?
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing of trying to figure out why is Denver favored. It's probably the home field at Mile High. Then again, they've been beaten twice at Mile High by the Bears and by the Jaguars already this season. And the Titans are like an every other week team right now. They look fantastic against Giannini's Browns in the opening week, and then the Colts put the old-fashioned pro wrestling sleeper hold on them, the same thing they did to the Chiefs last week. And then they bounce back and they go to Atlanta and look impressive, the Titans. And then last week against Buffalo, again, like in a fog, missing all the field goals as well in a close game. But I think they will go on the road here and put things together. That's a strong lean on the Tennessee Titans at Denver. Excellent run game, probably a low-scoring game. Marcus Mariota, let's see how he does at altitude in this one. But Tennessee's a team I will look at on Three Dog Thursday, boys.
Yeah, new kicker coming in, all kind of different stuff. they got all kinds of stuff working their way. I like it. Everybody go check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast. Of course, we're going to talk NFL gambling. We're going to talk college football gambling over there. Only dogs on TJ's podcast.
Right.
It's a fantastic thing.
You're going to be, and Gary Steakers, you're going to be with me making some underdog predictions. Again, we hit on 5 of them combined last week in college football and the NFL, including Chris Giannini with 2 of them last week on the show. So you've got a standard to live up to, my friend, this week.
Oh, I feel up to the challenge. I'm feeling good this week. I think I've got some for you. So we'll jump on there. We'll do that. Of course, you can find TJ on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. Go check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast. TJ, we appreciate you, buddy.
Always good to be with the Winning Cures, guys. Thank you.
All right, we appreciate TJ coming in with us. Good gracious, good gracious. What a time to be alive. It is the NFL Week 6, and I could not be more excited about it. All right, that wraps it up. This is Winning Cures Everything. You can find more information about us over at winningcureseverything.com. Don't forget, go enter the football picks contest. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're on the podcast, hit that subscribe button and share the show out. Leave a nice review. We appreciate TJ from the Three Dog Thursday podcast coming on. Go check out his podcast. You can find him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. And
I went 2-0-1 on his podcast just last week.
And that one up there. Nope, over there.
There you go.
There it is. Tunica, Mississippi. Our friends in the Delta.
I'm going to cash tickets this weekend.
Believe that. TunicaTravel.com. You can find more information about all six of their incredible sports books. They've got some fun stuff going on down there. We guarantee it. We will vouch for it. They got good stuff. So winningcureseverything.com, tunicatravel.com, and we will see you guys again next time.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.